This morning is appeal number 22-1764, Broadcom Corporation versus Netflix Incorporated. Mr. Young, you reserve 3 minutes for rebuttal whenever you're ready.
May it please the court, Dan Young for appellant Broadcom Corporation. There are four issues with respect to the board's final written decision, which are at issue in this matter. Take them in order. The first is the board's claim construction of the term drive server, which the board construed as a device that provides storage services to a video on-demand system. The effect of this construction is that it takes the term drive server and makes it impermissibly broad. And if you take the three components of that construction, the first is a device, which is a generic nonce word. It doesn't provide any structure. It's a very generic term. Storage services. Any storage device can provide storage services. So whether that's a memory buffer, floppy drive, thumb drive, those all can provide storage services. And then the last part of the construction is to a video on-demand system. And that's taking a limitation from the specification and reading it directly into the claim term, because the claim term has almost no structure to it without that. And the other portions...
What is your best intrinsic support that a drive server must be a computer with server capabilities? Can you just point me to your best support for that?
Yes, Your Honor. So in the board relied on the figure 2 disclosure as part of the anchor to its construction. But in that description of figure 2, the patent specifically says the present invention proposes bulk drives on capable servers. So you have a bulk drive and it's on a server.
But I guess when we look at figure 2, there's something called disk library 104, which comprises one or more DVD drives and associated disks. And that box, 104, seems like the only box in the figure 2 that could possibly correspond to the so-called drive server. And then that seems to be confirmed at column 3, where it talks about at line 26, the DVD drive server. And again, we're discussing figure 2 here, and the DVD drive server, quote unquote, would correspond to disk library 104, where that box says DVD ROM drives and disks. So I guess what I see here is figure 2 telling me that the DVD drive server is a library of disks. What's wrong with that understanding of the intrinsic evidence?
Well, Your Honor, I think what I would say is that a drive server can absolutely have a number of disks and associated drives. In fact, all drive servers do. But not all collections of disks are necessarily a server, right? And that distinction shows up very clear in the prior art, which is the Baker reference, which solely is a collection of disks that are individually connected to the server.
But if the spec equates the DVD drive server, quote unquote, with disk library 104, then what that means is DVD drive server is essentially a disk library comprising one or more DVD drives and associated disks.
So, Your Honor, the patent uses the term disk library just twice. And it's the very beginning of the description of figure 2. It also uses the term DVD drive server. But just a person of ordinary skill in the art looking at those two terms would be very clear that a disk library is not necessarily limited to DVDs. But then the DVD drive server is a type of server with a disk library. In that case, would have DVD drives on it. So those terms just on their face are not synonymous. And when a specification uses two different terms, then the presumption is that they have different meanings. And clearly disk library and DVD drive server will have different scopes.
Okay, so then I guess it's your view that claim 1 excludes figure 2?
No, Your Honor. If figure 2 is just, and what we said to the board is, if figure 2 just as written is only a collection of disks, not on a server, then the answer is yes.
that it does exclude figure two.
If it's just disks.
And let's assume that's what it is because that's what it describes at column two as disk library 104 being.
Well, it's a disk library, but then in the rest of the specification we'll say DVD drive server. So that disk library can absolutely be on a server. And so when the patentee wrote claim one, they had a narrower scope with respect to library versus server, but then also had
the term drive server a term of art? Did you point to any kind of technical dictionary that defines the term drive server, quote unquote? I'm not talking about server or drive, but I'm talking about the two words right together, drive server.
The term drive server, there's no evidence of any extrinsic dictionary definition saying that it's specifically a drive server.
Okay.
Now, obviously, in Netflix's own petition, they cite dictionary definitions with approval that say a drive is short for disk drive or tape drive, and a server is a computer that provides services to another computer.
And you also agree that figure three doesn't limit the drive server to a computer server? When you look at figure three in the patent?
Your Honor, I think that's the issue, though. A server, that's a person of ordinary skill in the art would understand, is a computer. It has some processing capability. And in figure three, it uses the term DVD ROM server. Well, ROM is you have to have some processing capabilities in order to effectuate that server. So in figure three, it provides a list of sources of devices. You know, it has satellite TV as an example, cable TV, that's all in the column that's described in figure three. All of those can be source devices. But in the claim specifically said drive server, right? So they just had a broader disclosure and they had a narrower term that they claimed is part of claim one. And the ramifications of this is clear because when the board in its definition of claim construction of drive server said that a single DVD drive can be a drive server. And then what that does is the term drive server, drive modifies server. And what you've done now is you've taken out the server piece and you just made it drive. So instead of claim one saying a drive server configured to present a plurality of compressed devices, under the board's construction, it just says a drive. And that's impermissible because you want to give meaning to both terms, both words in the term drive server. You want to say what a drive.
I guess if the spec said, you know, there's this box 104 and box 104 is a video library. And then later in the spec, it said box 104, the drive server. Then, you know, in that way, the patent would have informed us that when it uses the term drive server, it's talking about a video library. Would that be fair to say? This is a hypothetical, of course.
Your Honor, I think what I'd say, if the specification, in your hypothetical, the specification made it clear that a disk library is the same as a drive server, then the answer would be yes. But that's not what is going on in the specification here. It uses different terms. I mean, the inventor clearly could have wrote down in claim one and said a disk library, right? They could have used the term disk. They had it in the specification. They could have used it in the claim, but they used a different term. They used the term drive server. And they didn't use a DVD drive server or a DVD ROM server. In this case, they used a broader term, drive server. And in the patent itself, it shows that the inventors understood that drives are on servers because it says bulk drives on capable servers. And in figure one, which is background, it shows a computer having, in that case, CD drives. Again, that's prior art, but it shows drives on a server. And so
this patent has expired, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Is there only one pending litigation going on with this patent?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Do you want to talk about some other issues?
Yes, Your Honor. So, regardless of the claim construction of the term drive server, there's three other issues within the board's final written decision that are, in our view, are in error. And the first is that the video library in Baker, which again, in contrast to a drive server, the video library in Baker is just that. It's a number of disks that are individually connected to video server 12. Just like, they're like a periphery, like a keyboard or a mouse. They're just directly connected. And all the functionality comes from the video server 12. And in fact, there's many instances, and they're all cited in the brief, where the Baker reference talks about the video server going and fetching, obtaining, receiving a single copy of the material or the video from the video library, and then taking it, replicating it in the network interface 18, and then distributing it to the various decoders. So the claim one requires a drive server configured to present a plurality of data streams. And the video library in Baker doesn't do anything. It stores data, and the video server 12 then takes the video from the video library and then puts it into its own internal memory and then distributes it. So it's the video library in Baker is not configured to present a plurality of streams, because the other disclosure in Baker says that because of the I.O., in order to save I.O. space, they only take one copy.
Well, hypothetically, you could be pulling multiple different movies out of that Baker video library for multiple different viewers and do it at the same time. And in that way, the Baker video library would be presenting multiple streams, wouldn't it?
In that case, yes. But the rest of the limitations also then, as Netflix has construed it, they have said that the decoders that receive the streams from the video server, they say that So it's all one description. It goes from the one copy, goes from the video library to the server. The network interface then replicates it and sends it out to all the viewers on the subscriber list. But what the subscribers are receiving is only generates from one copy on the video library. So the antecedent basis of the term compressed data stream as it flows through the claim would then preclude the reading that you're providing in your hypothetical. And just very quickly, I know I'm getting into my rebuttal time. What the decoders receive has to be from the video server. And so, or in this case, the control server. So in Baker, the...
There's just one quick question before you sit down. The claim talks about a first portion of a data stream going to a first decoder and maybe a second portion of the data stream going to a second decoder.
Yes, Your Honor.
Can you give me an example of what's being accomplished in that claim? I mean, what is the advantage of this? If you're sending all portions of a data stream to one decoder and all portions of that data stream to another decoder because both of those users attached to those two decoders want to watch the same movie, am I missing something about how that limitation operates?
The what you're referring to is the where-in limitation at the very end of the claim.
Yeah.
And there it says, and again, the antecedent basis is the data stream, and it's a portion of a single stream. And that's where Baker doesn't disclose that, because what it discloses is replicating streams. And every decoder is receiving a copy of the original stream. And so the portion limitation is, it's directed to the functionality of the control server.
So like one stream of the movie Top Gun, only one portion of it is going to get chopped off and sent to one user's decoder, and then a second separate portion is going to be chopped off and sent to a second user's decoder?
Well, Your Honor...
And neither user is going to get all portions of Top Gun?
I know, Your Honor. Obviously, you don't have to claim every aspect of the functionality of a system, right?
I just want to understand this aspect.
So this aspect, then, in this particular aspect of this claim...
What I just described, is that your understanding of what the claim calls for? Single stream of Top Gun, One portion gets chopped off, gets sent to decoder A. A separate portion gets chopped off and gets sent to decoder user B.
Yes, Your Honor. And in this case...
that's what the claim calls for.
Right, but portions can be an audio portion and a video portion. And MPEG-2...
Well, let's put that to the side. And that's not part of this claim. The audio-video components are not portions.
The patent specifically talks about portions.
Let's put that to the side, though.
Yes, Your Honor.
Now we're left with this other kind of strangely fangled claim where we're chopping up portions of one stream of Top Gun and sending off different portions to different users.
I don't think that's what the claim anticipates, Your Honor.
Okay, and what does the claim call for?
Well, the claim, as the only mention of portions in the specification, talk about a portion of a stream being an audio portion and a video portion. And those will go to an audio decoder and a video decoder. And the MPEG-2, which is mentioned, that standard is mentioned in the specification, specifically talks about two different decoders, one for audio and one for video. So I believe that's what the claim is referring to.
Okay, thanks.
Next up, one quick question.
Yep.
Why doesn't Figure 6B of Baker disclose the different portions of the data streams being sent to multiple users?
Yes, Your Honor. And this, the same problem with Figure 6B is the same problem with Figure 5. Those are copies. So every stream, every user, every decoder is getting a separate stream that's replicated. That's by the network interface 18 in Baker. They take the single copy from the video library. It goes to the memory of the video server 12. It goes to the network interface, and then it's replicated. So their expert said they're getting the same content, but it's a different stream. So it's not portions of the same single stream.
They see the whole movie, not just part of it. Is that what you're saying?
In Baker.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Well, in Baker, they watch the whole movie. They watch a copy, and every user watches the entire movie, but it's a copy, and it's not the single stream.
They're watching the same movie.
They're watching, yeah, absolutely, Your Honor, and that's what the Netflix expert admitted. It's the same content. It's a different stream.
Okay.
Thank you.
May it please the court, Harper Batts on behalf of Appellee Netflix. I'd like to start with the claim construction issue first about drive server. I think it's clear that both the intrinsic record and the extrinsic record support the board's construction of drive server. That includes the claims. Every embodiment, so there's three embodiments of the 375 patent, figures 2, 3, and 5. Also the file history, as well as the inconsistent claim construction positions by Broadcom previously that we noted. And lastly, the extrinsic record and some of those dictionary definitions that you referenced, Judge Chin, I'm going to touch on those. So I don't want to repeat too much the discussion of figure 2, but I just want to note that figure 2 is a preferred embodiment. And counsel, in the final written decision at page 13, the final written decision noted that counsel for appellant at the hearing stated that figure 2 was not embodying. So here it seems like there is some uncertainty as whether it was embodying or not embodying in their contention here, but below they said that was not an embodiment covered by the claims. And as Judge Chen noted, the column 2 discussion makes clear that disk library, there's three components to this alleged invention: a control server, the decoder devices, and then the drive server. And it's clear that the disk library is the example of a drive server. So I think counsel mentioned whether disk library and drive server are synonymous. That is not the question here. It's whether disk library is an example of a drive server. And in fact, the column 3 discussion that Judge Chen pointed out, I believe it's in lines 24 to 26, makes clear that it's talking about a drive server in the context of disk library of figure 2. On figure 5, I just note that counsel, there's no addressing of that figure. We addressed it in our briefing. Appellant's counsel never addressed that figure 5 is another embodiment that they claim is not covered, that would not be covered under the definition of drive server. So that stands unrebutted. So the takeaway is there's supposed to be an extremely high threshold for excluding a preferred embodiment that this court has stated previously, and appellant has made no effort to overcome that high standard. And then I do want to touch the file history, because we addressed the file history on pages 45 and 46 of our brief. And there was two separate occasions in which the examiner did rejections on prior art, the Sakin and the Durana references. And in both situations, the examiner pointed to mass storage devices for VOD services as being the drive server. So they've accused us of this litigation position about this claim term. But when you look at back and under Phillips, you look at the file history and what was discussed and how the examiner and the applicant understood the term. The examiner
applicant never agreed with that on the record, right?
Yes, Your Honor, I agree with that. This is not a question of, and there's no disavowal here or something. This is a question of, is it reasonable to have a construction of drive server that would be a mass storage device? And they're saying that's absolutely not reasonable at the time. Nobody would think that. But the examiner themselves did two different rejections, and they didn't overcome those rejections. They could have easily overcome those rejections by simply saying, well, that's not what we mean by drive server. It's not just a mass storage device. It has to have this computer functionality. So while it's not a disclaimer or disavowal, I think it's still instructive as
to what... on column 4, where it talks about bulk drives on servers.
Yeah, I think that...
sort of suggests that maybe what we're talking about here is, you know, a server that is, you know, not quite the same thing as the bulk drives themselves.
So it still has to have the three components, because if we go to that discussion on column 4... it says, the present invention proposes bulk drives on capable servers with minimal cost in the remote decoders. So as Judge Giannetti noted in the final written decision, that's addressing the three components. The drive server component, which would be the drives, the bulk drives, and then a control server, and then the decoding devices. So I don't think that's inconsistent, and that doesn't resolve the remaining issues on the specification and how the specification should be read, including the other embodiments that were not addressed by Broadcom. And then I do also want to touch on the extrinsic evidence, at least briefly, because Your Honor asked was that whether there are any dictionary definitions of drive server. And there were not any dictionary definitions of drive server submitted, but there were dictionary definitions of disk server submitted. And I do think those are telling in terms of, again, the circular argument that's raised by appellant here is that the term server has to mean computer. Even though it's not in the specification and it's not in the extrinsic evidence, they're saying it has to mean computer. A server has to mean computer. And if we look at, for example, the Microsoft Press Computer Dictionary at appendix page 1030 and 1035, the term was disk server, not drive server, but that term was defined as a node on a local area network that acts as a remote disk drive shared by network users. And then it goes on to distinguish a file server from a disk server and says a disk server functions as a storage medium on which users can read and write files. There's no reference to computer functionality in that definition of disk server. And there's subsequent definitions, the IBM computing definition, IBM dictionary for computing on appendix 1043 and 1045, which also talks about a disk server as being a high capacity disk storage device that each personal computer on the network can access and use. So again, there's no computer functionality mentioned for the term disk server. So this, I guess, tautological circular argument that server must mean computer is refuted by not only the specification itself and the preferred embodiments of the specification, but also the extrinsic evidence. And if there's no other questions on drive server, I'd like to turn to the other arguments.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Can you walk through Baker and how Baker maps onto this claim?
Sure, so there's the video library of Baker.
This is the sticky part of your appeal.
This is the sticky part.
Right, exactly how Baker's disclosure maps onto the claims, even as construed by the board.
So even as, I'd like to start with, as a first point, I would note that this is supposed to be under substantial evidence, the remaining arguments that appellant contends. And really what I heard here today was a debate about the evidence below rather than whether there was substantial evidence for the findings made by the board. And if we look at Baker, and I think that the figures to really focus on are figures 5, 6A, 6B, and 7, and those were the ones discussed.
There's a couple different arguments here. One is that you need to have multiple streams of the movie Top Gun being called from the video library,
mm-hmm.
that then get routed through the server and then end up to the individual decoders. And that's not what Baker does. Baker will get one copy of Top Gun from the video library and then at something called a network interface will make multiple copies of that one copy of Top Gun and then send off those different copies of Top Gun, different streams to different decoders. And so if that's how Baker works, then there's a few different points in there that Broadcom is making that says, okay, that kind of disclosure does not line up with the claims in terms of requiring multiple streams to be presented by the video library, to have the server for the decoder to receive those multiple streams from the server, and then ultimately having portions of a single stream running off to different decoders.
Yeah, and I'd like to turn to figure five in the synchronization group discussion of Baker, because I think that's the most instructive portion for your question here. If you look at figure five, you see that it identifies separate streams. So you have the streams 1 through 4 and then and basically an N at the bottom. And then the discussion continues on figure 6A and 6B, which show then the synchronization groups for a particular stream. So what you see in figure 6B, at time period 1, you have a single stream that is being conveyed. So let's say, I believe Top Gun was your analogy. So example, so in figure 6B, you have a single stream being conveyed for the time period 1 users to users R1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 8. While you have a second stream of Top Gun in time for time period 2 with users 6 and 7, and then a third time period with other users, and so on and so on. And what Baker teaches is that you can fall out of these different synchronization groups. So if you fast forward or if you pause, you can move from one synchronization group to another. But what is clear is that there are multiple streams of Top Gun. Each of those synchronization groups is a separate stream. And that was a finding by the board supported by the evidence below. And then within a single synchronization group, so let's say the T1 synchronization group as an example, you have a single stream that is being sent to those users, and that's consistent with what is shown in figure 5.
Is it a single stream, or is it the same content being sent via individual streams?
Well, I would say, Your Honor,
it's a literal technical matter. I understand what the picture is showing you, but the picture is just a, you know, basic representation of what is actually happening at a technical level.
Well, I guess I have to start with the teaching of figure 5 of Baker specifically identifies them as a single stream for a particular time period. So Baker is teaching it as what would be understood as a single stream. And then we explained, and as credited for our expert's explanation, you then have that single stream where then it goes through the interface that's shown in figure 7, and then you have copies of that stream, but it's still the same stream, and you have the copies of the stream, and the board credited the explanation of our expert on the copies of that stream that are occurring from figure 7. And in terms of the interface device that you were asking for, I would note, I just want to go to that real quick. So the board noted on page 28 of its final written decision and held that the network interface device is a subsystem that operates under the control of the video server. So that was a factual finding made by the board, and it was supported by, actually, it cited to patent owner's position about what the interface device was, as well as the expert testimony and Baker itself. So it's operating under, substantial evidence is there. So it's not a question of whether it was a correct, they're basically asking whether the board correctly decided the arguments versus whether substantial evidence supports those arguments. And there's been no argument in their briefing or here today that there isn't substantial evidence to support that finding.
Can you briefly touch on the inconsistent position on the claim construction that you had flagged when you started your argument?
Sure.
So in the Amazon litigation, appellant took an extremely broad view of the term drive server. And we outlined that on pages 36, 37, and 40 of our brief. And continually said that drive server would encompass a large number of devices. And I want to go to appendix pages 1019 and 1020 for that. Just address them with you together. And I guess I would first note that Broadcom's briefing didn't address this at all, so we raised this, and even in the reply brief, there was no response to our arguments on this. But if you look on, starting on appendix page 1001, and then 1018, and 1019, and 1020, what we see is on the top of 1019, when Broadcom's position that contrary to Amazon's assertions, the specification does not consistently describe or limit the present invention to DVD drives, rather than referring to DVD drives only, the specification employs more generic terms like source device or server. So they were arguing for a very broad construction, and then below that they say, as such, the specification's use of the present invention does not consistently limit the drive server to DVD drives, as Amazon asserts, but instead expressly teaches that sources other than DVD drives may be used. So they had a very expansive view previously as to the term drive server, versus now they're arguing that it should have a narrowing view. So that's, in our view, why it's an inconsistent position. If there's no further questions, I'll... Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Young, you have...
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'll try to deal with these as quickly as possible. The first is the term disk server, and in that description of disk server, it talks about a node. Well, that's a node is a computer, and if you look at our expert's testimony, that even if you have a node on a network, there has to be some processing capability. So that is consistent with our position. With respect to the figures 5 and 6A of the Baker reference, those are replicated. So it is the same, it is different streams, it is the same content. And the idea that the network interface, it certainly operates under the control of the video server. There's no question that's the case. But it is a separate component, and Netflix has mapped the control server to video server 12, not video server 12 and network interface 18. They are separate components, and all the streams that the various users get all come from the network interface. That's where they are generated. That's where they are created. Netflix counsel mentioned this idea of figure 5. Figure 5 also shows a example of a what could be a drive server connected, so it's really no different than what was shown in figure 3. And lastly, Your Honor had raised the question about the inconsistent claim construction positions. The board did not cite to that as part of its decision, so we didn't address it in the briefing. Appendix 699 shows the court's construction of that term, and it makes clear, the court says, the specification discloses embodiments in which the server provides content from sources other than DVD drives. The issue in that case was DVD drives versus drive, and obviously Broadcom took a position, plain ordinary meaning, drive doesn't just mean DVD drive. So it was a different issue, and our position today is consistent. So, Your Honor, if there aren't any other questions.
Some claims will survive this IPR, right?
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
Some claims of this patent.
Yes, not every claim was challenged.
But all the asserted claims in the co-pending litigation are part of this appeal?
I'm not counsel for the underlying litigation, but yes, that's my understanding.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Case is submitted.